I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One Network is providing essential Christian resources to people in Iran. And now you can help. And a docudrama portrays the stories of early North African Christians as a way of connecting the past to the present. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But first, although it's a global pandemic, the coronavirus has hit Iran especially hard. And Sat7 PARS aired a program for citizens about the outbreak. Sat7 is a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. The program informed people about the virus, prayed for viewers live, and tried to reduce the panic. If you'd like to get more involved with what Sat7 PARS is doing, you now have the opportunity. Dennis Weens tells us.
So we've launched a sponsor a day where a church can sponsor a whole day of broadcast on the most viewed satellite over Iran and Afghanistan.
Farsi-speaking churches in Iran are house churches, so most believers don't meet in actual church buildings.
We provide church services. We provide theological education in our Seminary of the Air programming. We provide discipleship. There's a lot of youth programs, children's programming. There's live programs. There's dramas. There's a whole genre of programs for the whole family.
Ween says this programming is the only Christian resource that most people have in Iran.
Just pray for those Christians, for boldness, for what they're going through. We're in a different environment in the West, and we don't understand persecution and hostilities and challenges that they're going through, but pray for understanding, for the working of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Pray for encouragement.
Meanwhile, the Syrian conflict turned 9 years old this weekend. On March 15, 2011, protesters lined the streets and the government cracked down. When opposition forces hit back, the situation escalated into civil war. And today, more than 11 million Syrian people are displaced by the violence. Yet, out of the darkness shines a glimmer of hope. Victor Sadek from the Program for Theological Education by Extension says some of their biggest classes are within Syria.
The classes and the number of the students is growing and even increasing in the time of the war in Syria. People there really was encouraged to carry on and study the Word of God through the time of war and through the time of persecution.
Since PTEE's training is church-centric and done online, they avoid trouble with authorities.
We are the only theological training program operating in Syria that the student didn't have to leave their jobs or their homes or this field of ministry to go to the Bible school, but the Bible school goes to their places.
At missionnews.org, learn how you can support the growing church movement within Syria.
This is really encouraging to see a lot of Christians from Muslims' background begin to grow and begin to study the Word of God.
Meanwhile, anyone who's seen The Passion of the Christ knows how powerfully media can convey gospel truth. International Media Ministries recently completed a docudrama called The Heritage Project. IMM's Denise Godwin says it proclaims the gospel through stories of early Christians in North Africa.
It takes a lot of time and effort, but we have to create that foundation template in order to multiply the stories into many, many more languages. We're putting a lot of extra effort into that, but that means millions more people will hear these stories because we create those templates.
International Media Ministries hopes to engage even more people around the world through content like this, so they're creating translation templates. And while this means more work up front, it'll pay off in the long run.
Christian history of North Africa can be considered a lost piece of history. The Islamic culture there today doesn't really acknowledge the time period that was very heavily influenced by Christians. And so there's some really incredible, powerful stories in those centuries. And this gives a North African person a chance to say, hey, I have a heritage that's from Christ. And that's an amazing opportunity for them to consider the gospel.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab on our website to donate online or give the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.